This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, it's 855-660-4261. I want to say thank you again to Victoria from Natural Alternatives for joining us, giving us some great information in regards to what we should be doing this time of year. I also want to say thank you. I know Mary was on the line right before Victoria came on and then called back. She's got some great questions. So I appreciate you calling back, and I apologize for making you wait so long. So Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What can we help you with today?
Oh, thank you, Patrick. I got a poinsettia, and it's got a stem, and now there's like a shoot coming out of the bottom. I was wondering if I could take that off and repot it.
So it's coming out of the soil, or is it coming off of the stem itself?
It's coming off the stem. The stem of the plant. It's got a shoot.
So that would be, you'd be able to use it as like a cutting, right?
Yeah, right.
So what you could do is I would look at getting some rooting hormone.
Yeah.
To dip the cutting in. You want to make sure the stem is at least 4 or 5 inches tall.
Okay.
And you want to keep, does it have leaves on it?
Yeah, it has leaves coming out, yeah.
All right, you want to have like two or three leaves on it still when you plant it. You don't want it to just be bare.
Right.
Dip it into the rooting hormone and then get it into soil.
Uh-huh.
You can definitely try to get it as a cutting. Mm-hmm. If you have a couple of them, you know, might as well try in a couple different areas, different pots. One suggestion I'd like to see you do with the soil before you put the plant in it. Water the soil first.
Mm.
I know it sounds a little crazy. There's nothing there, right? But you want the soil to be wet instead of dry, because what we're looking to do is when you place that stem in there, if you were to water it after, some of that rooting hormone might just wash off into the soil. So if the soil's nice and wet, you can then put your finger down in there to open up a hole for the stem, put the stem right in, and then compact it around it and go from there. And then you don't have to water for a little bit, right? We don't want it to be super soaked, but we want it to be moist enough.
Right, okay. And I got a question about rhubarb. Last year we had a flood in our garden from our creek in the back, and I didn't see anything coming out yet. Is it too early for rhubarb to shoot out?
Hey, you haven't seen anything at all
with the rhubarb? No.
So it's in a really sunny area? Or?
Yeah, it's in a sunny area. I had two of them, and I didn't see anything yet. I was looking yesterday and didn't see anything yet.
I did have somebody call earlier today. In my area, they said he started to see it pop up a little bit.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I would think in your area, you're in Pennsylvania, right?
Right.
You know, you might be you know, maybe it's a little bit behind, but I think it'd be a little bit ahead. But it would depend because of soil temperatures. Now, based on, I have a map that I look at for soil temperatures, and it's actually showing me, you know, Pennsylvania itself, some of it is actually really cold still, and actually the temperatures haven't warmed up enough, whereas where I am, the temperatures have warmed up a little bit more. So if you're in the center of the state of Pennsylvania, it might actually be a little bit too cold right now.
Oh, really? Oh.
So you might not be, I wouldn't say it's gone, right?
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't say I'd say you still have some time.
Okay.
But the temperatures are starting to warm up in the soil.
Uh-huh.
Still in my area, you know, the soil is not even in the 50s yet.
Yeah.
And when it gets into the 50s, that's when things will really start to push, and that's when I would see, like, rhubarb and those types of things pushing back.
Okay. I'll look then again after, you know, a couple of days. I'll start looking again. We're, like, in the northern, you know, part of the state. So.
Yeah, so based on the map that I'm looking at, it's got darker blue colors on the where I am. It has a lighter green color, which means the temperature's warming up in the soil.
Yeah.
Where, you know, northern part of Pennsylvania, just looking at it, it's got some of the darker blue colors, which means soil temperatures are going to be in the 30s still.
Okay.
So you've got some time. So what I'd do is, in those areas, if they haven't been cleaned up, or say you have mulch or something over them, just leave that there, just to keep the soil warm, or, you know, that constant temperature so it can warm up a little bit easier. Okay. So I think you'll be good, and you're just a little bit behind where I am right now, which is odd. It's usually the opposite way.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah. And can I ask you one short question?
Sure.
I was going to raise some head lettuce. Now, I started some last year indoors, but it didn't materialize. I don't know. It got straggly, like real thin straggly, and then it just peeled over.
What was it that you were trying?
Head lettuce.
Okay. And it just got really leggy?
Yeah, it got leggy and then just peeled over. It didn't do anything.
Hmm. Now, when it got really leggy, what was it in for sunlight?
Well, I put it on our windowsill where the sun came in through the window. It's, I guess, more like a southern area exposure.
Okay. So, I mean, it's getting lots of sun, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not,
yeah.
It's not, That's interesting. So what I would do is, you know, try it out again, and if you start to see it pushing its growth and getting straggly, cut it back to allow it to get that growth in between the leaves, etc.
Uh-huh.
So that it's not so wide in between the leaf nodes. Because what will happen is it's almost like it's stretching for it. And that will keep it a little bit more compact. I'd look at doing some liquid fertilizer every couple weeks with it to help get the nutrients in there to get that going that way.
What kind of fertilizer would you say, liquid?
So anything that's like an all-purpose. You could use like a liquid 10-10-10.
Oh,
or
really?
If you're looking to push some growth, get like a bloom booster.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, I say bloom booster. When there's nothing on it, it's just for any plant. When it's just leaves, it's going to push those leaves to grow more.
Oh.
Okay, so which is what we want. We want it to grow thicker, especially if you're going to be cutting it back here and there.
Yeah.
So
I was giving it Miracle Grow. Is that? Okay.
So that would be fine. The Miracle Grow is usually like a depending upon the basis of it, they'll do like a 20-20-20. So it's really a good all-purpose. But if you're looking to do a little bit more, you could use the Miracle-Gro one that has the bloom booster in it. I think it's just called bloom. I'm not positive. But that would be able to use, that would help produce more roots and shoots for it to get it a little bit stronger. So that might be the way to go now. Because you're not trying to push anything other than that root system and the shoots, just to get it a stronger plant so it can do what you're looking for it to do later.
Okay, great. I'm going to try again. Okay, I thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too, Mary. Have a great one. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I know I do have some calls on the line, so I'm going to get right into that. Eric, who's up next?
You got Tim from Keene with a question about his crabapple tree.
All right, Tim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you so much for taking my call, Patrick.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. We have a pretty old crabapple tree. I would say it's probably at least 50 years old.
Okay.
It's getting weaker. We don't want to lose it. But I had a question about pruning. I mean, there's a lot of upward, you know, I guess you call them suckers. That,
yep.
And I was just wondering, you know, since this tree is so old and kind of declining, is it smart to prune it lightly or not at all? Or?
Well, so with it declining like this, you definitely want to prune it and take care of it a little bit more. If you hang on tight for me, I'm going to go to a break here. When we get back, I'll go all into what you can do to help it get a little bit stronger and build from there, okay? All right, so Tim, just hang tight for me. We're going to go to a break. Anybody else wants to call? It's 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we had Tim joining us in regards to a crab apple tree that he has at his house. It's an older one. It's starting to decline. Wants to know, you know, could you do a harsh prune? Could you, you know, you want to try to take care of it. It's been around for years. Now, with a crab apple tree, there's a couple things that I start to look at right away. Okay. I will look at any dead or damaged on the crabapple tree. Take a look and see if there's certain areas that don't look great on there, and get rid of the dead first. From there, what I'd look for you to do is get rid of those sucker growth. Those suckers are the ones that kind of go out and then head straight up. Okay, those are the ones that we're looking to get rid of as well. Those are two of the main things that are going to take away water from the plant. Sucker growth is also called water sprouts. Okay, so it's taking away water from the rest of the plant to develop. So just by getting rid of those two, you're going to see some success on there. What I'd also look to do is, you know, on some of the branching, get rid of some of the cross branches. Any of the stems that are branches that are rubbing on to each other, and you can almost notice that they're breaking the bark or something along those lines, get rid of one of them. The top or the bottom. Either one that might not take as much away from the plant. What this does is it takes away entrance for pathogens and diseases and insects into the plant. So it's cleaning it up a little bit. So those are some major things when it comes to be pruned. You could do it now, or you could wait till after it flowers. You know, I've done it in May. But to be honest, any time is the right time to get rid of dead branches, sucker growth, and any cross branches that are rubbing on each other. So there's no real bad time for it, because they're only going to be detrimental to the plant versus being helpful. The other thing you can look at doing is getting a fertilizer in there, and you said it's about 50 years old, so it might, you need a lot of it depending upon the size of it, but I'd look at getting tree tone for that plant to give it a little bit back, give it something to help it with. So tree tone, you would bring that out to the drip line of the crab apple. So however wide it is, then you would make a couple holes in the ground around the plant and add that tree tone in there. You can sometimes even work it into the soil, especially something that large. Now, with crab apples and some apple trees, they can actually even have root systems that go out 50, 60 feet. But we're looking to get it right on that drip line so we can get some of those feeder roots there. Does that seem to make sense, Tim?
Yes, it does. My major concern was if I prune too much, I know it's gonna the tree's going to have to heal itself, and that's stressful to the tree.
Oh, yes.
No, I know that there can be that concern of saying, you know, you don't want to stress it out too much, but by getting rid of some of those you know, sucker growth dead branches, it's actually going to relieve the tree a little bit. The tree is it's getting its energy zapped out by the sucker growth, and then where anything that's dead, the tree is actually still putting energy to try and heal that area slowly, but the death of the branch keeps kind of creeping down towards the area unless it's kind of chopped off and cleaned, so that your tree is still focusing on it. So sometimes, like this, by not doing anything, you're stressing the tree out a little bit more than by pruning it like this to get it so it won't have to stress out as much.
Yeah, that was my main concern.
Yeah.
It does put out suckers at the soil line, too.
Yeah, get rid of those.
Chop those off, yeah.
Yep, do as much as you can of the sucker growth because they're just water sprouts. They're not doing any good for the plant.
Yeah. This tree is like a biennial.
Yep.
Every other year. This is the year it's supposed to flower and have more apples, so we'll see.
Yeah, so, you know, getting rid of that sucker growth in the dead is really going to probably help produce that a little bit more. But any time there's sucker growth, it doesn't matter the time of season. It could be the middle of winter. It could be July. But sucker growth you don't want to have. You just want to get rid of from the tree like that.
Should I put them right flush to the branch, or should I leave that little collar?
Pretty flush to the branch, but give it just a little bit so it's not you're not doing any damage to the main branch itself.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so very much.
All right, Tim, good luck. Thank you for the phone call.
You have a great weekend, and we appreciate everything you do for us.
Thank you. Be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Countries across Europe now taking very strong measures to combat the fast-spreading coronavirus. France has shut down all shops, all restaurants, and all entertainment facilities effective today, telling its 67 million citizens to just stay home. Spain putting its 47 million citizens under partial lockdown beginning tomorrow. The country hardest hit by the coronavirus in Europe is Italy, which has over 20,000 confirmed cases and over 1,400 fewer deaths. In the U.S. now over 3,000 confirmed cases of it, at least 50 deaths, and one New Jersey mayor is telling all 40,000 residents of his city to self-quarantine.
Stop interacting with each other. Only go out if it's absolutely necessary.
Calling his city the Northeast's epicenter for the virus, Teaneck, New Jersey Mayor Mohammed Hamadine says residents should only leave their homes for food and medicine. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And sun is out, it's warming up, it's getting there. People are getting out in the gardens, getting things ready. We're thinking about getting our container gardens ready, getting some of the plants ready. And I'll tell you, Espoma has a great all-purpose potting mix. Now, here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma organic potting mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plant, but light enough to give roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma organic potting mix contains only the finest natural ingredients, plus Mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and out for flowers and vegetables and see why Espoma organic potting mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma organic potting mix is just one of a complete line of all natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, I know we still have some calls on there, so I want to get right back into them. Eric, who's up next?
You have Lewis from Michigan with a question about rhubarb in spring.
All right. Lewis, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. No matter where I plant my rhubarb, trying to get proper amount of sun and shade, it sprouts up like crazy in the spring, and then by mid-spring, the sun burns it. So I don't know what to do.
Okay. So it usually does pop up for you?
Yeah. It takes off like a rocket, my first planet.
Okay. And then it starts to pop up. Is it getting those nice red stalks? And
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you get big leaves and yes. Start. It'll get stalks. Not it burns up before it gets too hot and gets too hot before it gets the stalks.
You're just getting the leaves. You're not getting any of the stalk is in there, but it's just not that rhubarb that you're looking for, right? We're looking to expand that center is what we're looking for, right? That's what we're looking to do.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Now, what are you fertilizing it with?
Nothing.
Okay.
I live near a woods. Got some the grass. The soil is pretty rich with the dead leaves yep. falling on the ground from okay. maple trees.
So what I'd like to see you do after they start to pop up in the spring. Use a higher nitrogen fertilizer, okay? The ground in your area, I just put in my soil temperature. I just typed in Michigan. And the soil temperature, just in the average of the area, is still cold, still 31 degrees. So we're nowhere near wanting to put in that fertilizer for the rhubarb. We want that to get at least into the 40s, closer to 50, for it to really be getting there. Okay, so that fertilizer is going to help push the growth a little bit further. It's not going to, it's going to help build it up and get stronger instead of just pushing out the leaves, right? What you'll be looking at doing is once you start to see the leaves getting like 12 to 18 inches long, it's usually like 8 to 10 weeks, that's when you would start to cut them back. When you start to see the stalks being thin, you would stop harvesting, which means there's not really a lot of food left in the soil. So it could be a fertilization issue with this. Okay? So that's why I'd want you to see a nitrogen-based fertilizer, something with a little bit heavier. You could even use like a 10-10-10 as an all-purpose to help it. That's really going to help build it up a little bit and get it ready. But the nitrogen is something that rhubarb really needs to boost it and get it a little bit stronger.
Yeah, excuse me. Yeah, I haven't planted anymore yet. I'm definitely going to wait till it gets warmer. I have another question for you.
Sure.
Sorry, I have asparagus, and it's taken off great also, and I'm getting a whole lot of ferns, but I'm not getting any spears.
So. Okay. Now you're looking at, so you're planting them. Are you planting them when they're have already started growing? Like the spears have started. You're getting them from like a cutting or like a root, right?
Yeah, I'm getting them. I'm getting them from the local store, and they're already growing. They're already small plants.
And you're starting it off early in the spring, obviously. So you're looking for that in a very sunny spot. You said there's a lot of woods in the area.
Yeah. Yes. This gets direct sunlight.
Okay. Well, if there's a lot of woods in there, is there pine trees in the area too?
No, there isn't.
Okay. Sometimes when I think of pine trees, it's a more acidic soil. On asparagus, it usually takes a couple years. You want like the second year of the asparagus growth to be for it to really mature and get that harvest that you're looking for. So it's going to take a little bit of time for it. You want to add compost and rich organic matter in the soil in the winter, then cover the area with mulch, okay? what you're looking to do is it goes a little bit deeper into the soil. You want to get it into the soil about 6 to 8 inches, whereas a lot of other root cuttings like this or rooted plants, they're looking to be, you know, just regular level in the soil. These want to get a little bit deeper into the soil. Mulch is definitely a helper to keep it, but you do want to feed it regularly with an all-purpose soil during most of the season. But it's usually the second or third season when you harvest. So that's why you might be seeing more ferns to it. So that's why, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time. So it's not just a one-and-done type season. It's multiple years.
I can't quite do like your dad, dude. There's no place around here that has cow manure.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, he loved the cow manure when it came down to it. We used to get it shipped in by the truckload in the garden. But I would try to use some sort of mulch, or even if it's leaves for the winter, to protect it and add it to the area. Some areas will actually give you, you can actually find a product called Coop Poop. The Coop Poop is a chicken manure that is a pellet that you could add to the soil. That might be nice to add. And I know that you can buy it at a lot of local garden centers. So that would be something I'd look at to do, to mix in with that asparagus and get it really growing.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
All righty.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with everything, and thank you for the phone call, Lewis.
Well, thank you for your service.
No problem. Have a great one.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, and our phone number here is 855-660-4261. All right, we do have a couple calls. So, Eric, who's up next?
We have Don from Verndale, Minnesota, with an apple tree question.
All right, Don from Minnesota, how can we help you today?
A little more, that would help.
What's that?
I said you could warm it up for us a little more here, but still pretty froze around here.
Yeah, definitely. I wish I could.
Yeah, the question I have on the apple tree is, I have a rather big apple tree out in the front yard, and I can use an 8-foot stepladder, and I can't even get close to the top of that tree. And I'm wondering, is it okay to trim off the top branches and shorten that up a little bit? And then the other question I have is, 2 years ago, I must have had 200, 300 apples on that tree. I lost all but about 60 of them. They fell on the ground, and when they hit the ground, they were about the size of a green plum. I kind of assumed that was just self-pruning itself, but the tree is big and it's strong, and it has a diameter trunk about 4 inches. And I'm wondering if it's okay to trim the top off that thing or shorten it up.
So it definitely is okay to do that. What I would start with, the same thing as I was talking about earlier with the crab apple, but it's a little bit different. So I'd start with your sucker growth, getting rid of any of the major suckers that are coming out of the side of the branch of the stem, right? Because that's just
Actually, Patrick, I've done all that. I know where the suckers are standing straight up on the branches, and
awesome.
I just stole them off a couple of years ago. But I did a lot of things that your dad told me to do, and boy, did that ever work.
Yeah, so definitely continue with the sucker growth because they're going to come back some year after year. Get rid of any of the damaged first. And then you can cut it back by like a third of the tree. And now with the cold weather that you have right now, and, you know, I just looked up like soil temperatures just in Minnesota in general. And, wow, I feel bad for you for that weather. The soil temperature is about 19 degrees according to it, which means it's real cold. But it's a good time to prune, right? You're still in that winter stage still, even though spring's, you know, 4 days away, 5 days away, where you're still in that end of winter stage. So you can prune back the tree. I'd like to see you start as like a third of the top of it the best you can. You could take some areas a little bit more extreme. Say you see, to help shape it, say you see one branch that's kind of taller than all of them, but if you cut it back and you let it kind of branch out, it might thin the tree out a little bit, get some more airflow through there. That might be something to do. What has happened in the past couple years, if I remember correctly, 2 years ago we had a really, really wet spring where it was just, the moisture was, it was like every day it was raining or snowing.
It was really bad, yeah.
Then later on, for some reason in the summer, it wasn't raining and it was dry. And so what I think happened with a lot of plants is they got used to the amount of moisture that was in the ground as much as they could, and then they got waterlogged. But what happened was there was no in-between. Then it went from waterlogged to completely dry, and it shocked a lot of the plants, dropping the apples, dropping a lot of anything from the plants. And so then we went into last year, this winter, right, where we've, you know, a lot of areas haven't had as much of a winter. It's still cold. There's still snow in areas, but it hasn't been as much. So I think there's some factors with the weather that are doing it, but I definitely think you can cut it back without an issue, at least by a third.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you very much for taking my call.
All right, Don, thanks for calling, and good luck.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a minute. Answer more of your questions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Attention GCN listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implications of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open-pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing that you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of this threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to get right back into the phone lines. So we'll go right to that. Eric, who's up next?
We got Chris from Massachusetts.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, how are you?
Good. I think last week you mentioned about there was a company that you talk about on the show that you could send for a free soil test?
Okay. Yes, we have talked with that company. That's Natural Alternative.
Okay.
Okay. So they have a website. It's naturalalternative.com.
Okay.
And you can go to their website. If it's not working on the website, because I know they were just finishing it up, you can give them a call. Mention that you talked with me, Patrick, and they'll send you the kit for the free soil test. I know I checked this morning on their website, and I could still get the soil test for free. I believe they're going to end that tomorrow. But what we can do is, for anybody who can't get to it today, you can give them a call tomorrow, mention that you talked with Patrick, and I'm sure they'll take care of you. They already said they would. I was talking with them on the other behind the scenes here, and they thought it would be fine to do. So if you want to call them, their number is 888 646-5941.
Okay.
And you don't have, your soil doesn't have to be ready right now. This is a kit that they'll send you, and you'll get it for free this way. So it's one where you can get all the information, get the package, get all that, and when the ground is warm enough or it's not soaked enough, if it's not too soaked, then you can send it back to them and get it done. So that's why I would do it as soon as possible.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll go online today. Now, I mean, it might say it in the literature, but do you take soil from just one area of your yard?
No, so
or that's all areas?
That's a great question, because it's not that easy to figure out, right? They will have instructions on what to do, but the easy thing for you to do is say you're taking one area. Say it's a garden. Let's just call it a 10 by 10 area for sake of argument here. You'd go the four corners and then in the middle of the garden bed. And what I want you to do is put a shovel in, like a round point shovel, put it in like you normally would into the ground that deep. And then I want you to open up the soil, kind of like you're digging up like just like a chunk of it, but you're pulling it up so you can get the soil that's on the bottom of that. You don't want the soil right at the top. You want the soil that's about 6-8 inches down. Okay? So from there... Excuse me, sorry. From there, you would take the soil and mix it from the four corners in the middle. And you would put it, what I like to do is put it in a bucket. I got this from one of our listeners, Daryl. You put it in like a 5-gallon bucket. Let it sit outside for 24 hours so some of that moisture will dry out a little bit. And then you can put it into the baggie that they give you. You're looking for about a pound, which is a little bit over a cup. You put it into the bag, and then you can send it back to them. It takes about 2 weeks for them to get everything processed and all that information. And the great thing, what they do is they'll send you all this information on what to do, but there's a phone number on there to call if you have more questions, and they would love to hear from you so they can help you out.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Another quick question.
Sure.
Is this a good time to feed, like, the hollies and green giants and rotos?
Yes, you can start to put some of that in there. The soil temperatures are warming up. I might wait like another week or so. The soil temperatures in our area have been warming up tremendously, but they're not at the 50 degree weather, the 50 degree soil temperatures that we're looking for. That's we're at about 48 for the average past couple days for the five days. So once it hits 50, so I'd say about midweek to the end of the week, then you could definitely start fertilizing them.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. You gave me such great information.
No problem, Chris. Good luck, and hope it works out for you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I'm going to be here for another hour, so give us a call. I know we have a couple people on the line waiting. We're going to get right to you when we get back in the 9 o'clock hour, so hang tight for me. So we'll take that break right now, and we'll be right back.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.